Blog Talk Radio.
Done business with, the love that we've had for the thousands of children
who have come through the Movements Unlimited program, and that program was a program of dance and theater and arts and crafts and baseball and football and roller skating in the Ragdoll Heights Culture Center in Edmondson Village in Baltimore, Maryland. And also being able to do that Movements Unlimited program in New Orleans right before the Hurricane Katrina, and being able to do parts of that program in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And I am going to proclaim today that I know that our Father, Mother, God, Divine Oneness is going to bless us, the Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company Incorporated, to be able to, you know, have a dwelling and a community in which we can even expand on the wonderful, wonderful, loving things that we experience at the Ragdoll Heights Culture Center, as well as in our home at 626 Wildwood Parkway, 5948 Yale Heights, as well as Lyndhurst Elementary School, the Ragdoll Heights Elementary School, and so many more. So I'm just taking this moment to show you that, I just have so much gratitude, because what the world needs now is more love, sweet love. It all starts with me. It starts with each one of us being loving, being kind, holding the door for someone, you know, waiting patiently for someone, whether they're old or young, to cross the street when we're in our cars and we're in a hurry. This is what the love, sweet love, just size love is all about. It's the little things, those very, very little things that we think don't matter. If someone asks you, you know, hey, miss, you know, do you have some spare change? You know, if I do, I give it. And I'm trying to get to the habit of just having spare change in my pocket so that I can say, yes, you know, I do have spare change. And I was able to do that today, or at least one occasion. And it's all about the giving, the love, and just overall goodness and goodwill. I had a rental car today, and I had to drop it off downtown Baltimore today. And Baltimore is really coming back. It's starting to thrive again, and I want to be a part of that. So they have this wonderful festival today, and anybody that's listening, if you can get near the Baltimore area tonight or tomorrow evening, it's called the Baltimore Festival of Lights. And, you know, when you think of beautiful, colorful lights, music and dance and the arts, what can you think of? Hey, nothing but love, right? I mean, that in itself, it just puts you in the mood, you know, what the atmosphere is going to be like, and I'm going to go back and enjoy some of that. But I want to tell you what happened when I dropped the car off. When I dropped the car off at Avis, down at the Sheraton Hotel, right downtown Baltimore, off of Fayette Street, the gentleman that took the car, he says, oh, you liked that car, didn't you? And I said, yeah, I liked that car. He says, hey, you're going to keep it a little longer, aren't you? I said, of course I want to keep it a little longer. I said, look, it rained the night before, and it had been cool the night before, and now it was sunny and bright. It's like 67 degrees here in Baltimore, going on 70 degrees. And you know I wanted to hop back in that car. And so I went on over to sit down to text my husband a little message, let him know that I dropped the car. And the same gentleman must be on the brakes. And he says, hey, you hanging around a while. What you doing? You changing your mind? You going to get that car back? You going to get another car? And I said, you know, hey, yeah, it's a wonderful day to actually do that. He said, well, whatever you do, just have a great day. And he had just a nice smile on his face. And, you know, that just set the tone for the rest of my afternoon. Now, at that time, the car was due back at 12. I was a little late. It was 12:35, but everything went well. So I proceeded to just kind of, I had a favor to do for my sister. I kind of walked through downtown, strolling. I was kind of warm because it's gotten warm, and I had a jacket on and turtleneck. But I just want to tell you how this went. So a few days ago, I was thinking about a dear friend of mine. Her name is Carol, and I met her several years ago. She had enrolled the children at the Ragdoll Heights Culture Center. She's from London, England. And I had been thinking about her and said, God, I need to find that lady because there's a couple of things I want to get together with her and do, and I know she'd be the perfect person to get together and do these different things with. And I am telling you, I was looking for her. And I mean, just thinking about it, you know, it was on my mind for the past week. And I started a sign to take me on another adventure. And I said, should I go and do this adventure with this sign, this place I was going to go in? And at the very moment that my feet started walking towards this next experience that I was thinking about, you know, whether I wanted to have this experience or not, there was a little store to the left of this place that I was going. And out came this lady, and I just briefly saw her the corner of my eye, but I didn't really register who she was. She had dark glasses on. And she said, lady, I know you from somewhere. I know you from somewhere. And I shouted, Pearl, and it was Pearl. There she was. And we hugged and we jumped up and down and walked over so she could finish her lunch. And we yacked. I got a phone number, and we yacked. And then I walked her part way back to her job. She was going back to her job, and she really wasn't happy about her job. And, you know, but she was glad to see me, so I brightened up her lunch break, and, boy, she made an extra smile on my face. And that's what it's all about. See, the Creator will send you your heart's desire. And Pearl was my heart's desire. She's a friend. Just a friend, but, you know, you treasure your friends. You treasure, you know, it's a funny thing. It's not necessarily the people that you spend a lot of time with all the time. They could be friends that you're spending time with, but you're not necessarily spending time doing those in-depth things that make you connect. But Pearl and I had connected on a level as mothers. Pearl and I had connected on a level as people concerned in our community. Pearl and I connected internationally. I just wanted to know all about London and what was life like for her. And so even though I hadn't seen Pearl in over 15 years, I felt like I had ran into a dear, one of my dearest friends. Well, we hugged again as I walked her up the street, and she was getting ready to go up an extra little hill. And I must have confessed that that hill was a bit steep, and I said, Pearl, I can't go up that hill with you. But so anyway, I turned around, gave her a hug, and went to catch my next bus. And as I proceeded to catch the number 40 bus, you know, I'm walking along, and the bus is taking a while. It's taking a while, and I'm thinking to myself, should I go on and try to hang downtown and catch the best festival? But then I'm thinking, you know, what I've got on is too hot, so I'm not going to do that. And then, you know, how you just kind of say, well, calm down, relax, just pray, just wait, and, you know, all the things proceed. You got a bus to catch, you know, buses. If you miss the bus, you usually got to wait about 15 minutes for some of the buses. Not a big deal. I had a little conversation with the man next door to me, the gentleman that was standing beside me at the bus stop. And then my bus came, and I got on the bus, and I settled down. And three stops later, another friend of mine got on the bus who I haven't seen in over 20 years. And her name is Claudine. Well, I went, Claudine. After, you know, she got on the bus, she's talking to people. And I'm going, Claudine. Now, you know, and well, actually, wait until she got right near me. I didn't know how close she was going to be able to get to me on the aisle. She ended up with me sitting right across from me, and I grabbed her by the arm, hoping and praying it was her now, okay, because I didn't see her in 20-something years. And I go, Claudine. And she says, Cynthia. And there we were, hugging and laughing and going over old times. And I got a phone number. And what can I say? God answered my prayers. Within a half an hour, two prayers got answered. Wanting to see someone, specifically Pearl, and then just being open to, wow, you know, God, I'm not sure I'd like to run into another dear friend. And there I was. Claudia and I had worked at the Social Security Administration probably a good 8 years together, going from building to building. Very wonderful, wonderful woman who also we connected because she had children. I used to order things from her from the Poplar Club. We used to go to lunch together. We used to walk off to downtown Baltimore on our lunch breaks and things of that nature, and we used to go out dancing to events together. You know, and I'm saying all that to say that keep yourself open in your prayers. Relax. Allow yourself a half an hour to an hour to get to some of the things you need to do. Because in that is a grace. There's an opportunity to have someone placed in your path that you may have been thinking about, may need them in your life at this particular time, and the Creator, Father, Mother God, Divine Oneness, will actually make that happen for you, just as it happened for me. And so I'm in gratitude, and I'm going to read something. I haven't even really read over this, but it's my page open to Prayers and Promises for Women, a topical devotional, and it says cheerfulness. So isn't it interesting? It would open to that one. The cheerful heart has a continual peace. The cheerful heart has a continual peace. And they're talking from Proverbs 15:15. And it says, few things in life are more sad, or for that matter, more absurd than a grumpy Christian. And I would say that for any kind of, whatever your religion is, you know. The Creator promises us lives of abundance and joy. Now here it says Christ promises lives of abundance and joy. But he does not impose his joy upon us. We must claim his joy for ourselves. And when we do, Jesus in turn fills our spirits with his power and his love. How can we receive from Christ the joy that is rightfully ours? By giving him what is rightfully his, our hearts and our souls. When we earnestly commit ourselves to the Savior of mankind, we place Jesus at the center of our lives and trust him as our personal Savior. He will transform us, not just for today, but for all eternity. Then we as God's children, Father, Mother God's children, can share Christ's joy and his message with the world and the world that needs both. Our obedience does not make God any bigger or better than he already is. Anything God commands of us is so that our joy must be full. The joy of seeing his glory revealed to us and in us. Preoccupy my thoughts with your praise beginning today. I was preoccupied with the joy of the day and open for any blessings that could come my way. And God sent me a pearl, one of my friends' pearl, and my other friend sent that person to me today. It is not how much we have but how much we enjoy that makes our happiness. That's by C.H. Spurgeon. Now, let me go back to the other one. Preoccupy my thoughts with praise beginning today. That's by Joni Erickson Tadu. Dear Lord, oh, here's another one. Happy is he whose hope is in the Lord his God. That's Psalms 146. Dear Lord, you have given me so many reasons to celebrate. Today, let me choose an attitude of cheerfulness. Let me be a joyful Christian. Or be joyful, whatever you are, be joyful. Oh, my goodness gracious. Dear Divine Father, Mother, goodness, quick to wrath and slow to anger, let me praise you and give thanks for our blessing today. Today is your creation. Let me celebrate it and you. So I wanted to share that with you. And this is actually not planned. I'm actually just sharing from you from the heart, you know, how my day went. And I'm going to backtrack because I had just recently lost my Uncle Philip. And I want to, you know, kind of share a little bit about that. My mom's 39, my Uncle Philip's 82, and we went past my aunt's house to, you know, pay our respects. This is a few days, of course, before we have the viewing and the funeral, which would be Sunday and Monday. Okay. So I went yesterday, and it was just wonderful reuniting and seeing the family for various different reasons. I hadn't seen some of them for quite a few years. I had been out of state for one thing, and we just weren't always at the same type of event. But to make a long story short, you know, my sister Kim was with me, my mom, and it gave us an evening of grace, being able to spend time with, for my mom, would have been other nieces and nephews and grandnieces and nephews. And it was just beautiful. Just having those few moments, actually, it was 4 hours, okay? I think the people thought we were never going to leave. But the youngest is Xavier. He's like, oh, my goodness, he's 7 months old. You're not telling you. Xavier's trying to talk and everything. And then we have, you know, my Aunt Gladys, who, you know, probably in her 80s, and she gets out and does a lot of walking, so she enjoys that. I didn't know that my Uncle Philip had a garden. So, you know, you learn these things out. There was a lot of things that didn't know about him because he was in our life. He was. And he loved the crack jokes, I tell you that. He always said something funny about paying a water bill, and it wasn't the water bill that y'all normally know about. But I got a chance to reconnect with my dear darling cousin Diana and her daughter. Well, it wasn't her daughter, it was her sister's children, which was Erica and her husband. I can't think of his name, his name was Aaron, and a couple of other nephews. But I'm saying all that to say, slow down. Some of you are in business for yourself. Some of you have jobs. Slow down and make sure, irregardless to how it turns out, take the time to interact with your family and friends. If you haven't seen someone in a while, start calling them, Facebook them, say, "Look, I missed you. I just want to say hi." And try to find that time to get together for lunch or something. It doesn't have to be extravagant. Go to Taco Bell. It doesn't matter where you go. Grab a soda or whatever you need to do. Well, maybe you want some water, something healthy. This is that Just Heart's Love Show. We like to promote healthy things. But I just want to encourage you because even though for different reasons we had not seen them as much as we would love to, we got a chance to see them again. And I am grateful that I got a chance to see my Uncle Philip quite a bit. So, and whenever he just happened to be, I would be somewhere like in a shopping center. If he knew it was me, he'd walk around and hi to his niece, you know, Cynthia. He would grab and hug me, you know, it'd be wonderful. And so, you know, that's always a really, really good thing. We will be going to, you know, of course, to the viewing to give our support to the family and to give that love and to reconnect. Now, you know, none of us want to reconnect at funerals because it's like, wow, you know, why are we reconnecting at a funeral? We should always stay connected. But if we have not been connecting the way we like to during the year and through the years, go ahead and take advantage of reconnecting at the wake or the funeral or the, you know, the viewing of the body with those loved ones that are still living. And then, you know, let's consciously work on doing something together. You can actually create your own schedule, create an event. My sister created this event, and she just had the family over for praise and worship just this day. She called everybody. She said, "I'm having praise and worship services and two Saturdays and that," and we did it, and this has been a couple of years ago. And, you know, a lot of people, I think it was like 30 people in the backyard. Hey, how cool was that? And so we want to give love as often as we can, and I have my sister on in a couple of weeks, hopefully maybe next week, to share what that was all about, her opportunity to give some love that way. And that's, you know, really, really important. Dionne Warwick with Burt Bacharach created this song. I guess Burt Bacharach might have been the writer, I'm not totally sure, but I was blessed to be coming along in the 60s, born in 1956, and I was just blessed to hear that song and for it to resonate with me and be in my life and stay with me my whole entire life. This whole concept of love, sweet love. And no, we don't need another mountain. We don't need another valley. We don't need another river or ocean. All we need is to continuously give love. So as you carry about the rest of your day, get out and wherever you're going to be at, pause a moment and say thank you. Thank you to creation. Thank you for the parts of your body for working. Thank you for your eyes for opening and closing, your nostrils, you know, for allowing the breath of life to come in, for being able to swallow. I have a family member who's having difficulty swallowing. We don't think of that. We want to pray for Uncle James so that he could, you know, he's able to get that swallowing going again. That's something that's one of those involuntary things that the Creator allows us to do. We don't think about him going to swallow right now. I mean, we usually just swallow. So, you know, we want to think of that. Take a few seconds aside and stretch your body, you know, stretch your arms, your legs, and as you do that from head to toe, thank the Creator for your body from head to toe, from your life, for your air, for any water that you're drinking. You know, we got to think of the people in Flint, Michigan, you know, how awful it is for them to drink water that's actually poisonous. The food that you're eating, thank the Creator for that. For your children, zone. I see so many people yelling and screaming at the children. Take a moment. Take a breath. Back it up a little bit. You know, I know they're little busy people, but that's what they are. They're busy people learning how to interact in this world, and they're trying to figure out what is this and what is that. And it doesn't hurt any of us to give them some hugs, some love, some kind words in the midst of so much bizarreness and turmoil. Which brings me back to when I went to put the gas in the car today, there was a young, irate young man, person, really cursing and being very mean to the person who was waiting on him. I'm about to close out, but I want to just tell you this little story real quick. And, oh, my goodness, he was like, you know, what's with you? What's with you, man? You can't multitask. You can't just ring up my soda and take it at, you know, at the same time. And you're just for this and that. And he actually calls this man up, the B word he used. And that's, oh, it was horrible, horrible, okay? And he had a young lady with him. He says, you just made me want to hit the, you know, B. And he said, well, I don't know what he's talking about, the young lady. I have no clue. But it just brought in, you know, it felt like, you know, I was like 6 inches too close to his irateness, you know. So I backed off. Well, I wasn't close to him, but, you know, within that radius, it was like, okay, this is too close for me. And I prayed that he would, you know, leave and go where he needed to go, and he did. And the guy just stood there after he gave him his products and his change, just staring like, wow. And so, you know, I went off to the town. I didn't say anything about it because you don't want to do that. I'm telling you, you don't want to say anything. But I did say, hi, how are you today? I'd like to get $10 of gas on. I think it was pumping. And he smiled. He changed from shock and hurt of this guy being so abusive to him to my cheerfulness, because I know that God sent me there with a purpose. He said, you cannot get involved with this negativity. Don't comment on it. Just do what you're supposed to do and say, you know, good afternoon, how are you? I would like to have $10 for gas tank. And he smiled back, and I said, I need a receipt also. And he said, oh, sure, no problem. And he says, thank you. He said, you know, you have a great day. You see what I mean? So it's so important. It is a conscious thought, and it's conscious, but eventually it becomes subconscious. It just happens, and it's so important that each one of us know that what the world needs now, that needs love, not just for some, but for everyone. So as I close out, I'm going to continue to give you my gift. It's up to you to call me and text me and tell me you want the gift. All I can do is offer the gift. And, you know, if you're not listening live or listening on the archive, check back to see if the gift is still available. We're very serious about giving and gratitude and grace. And the gift is a $500 coupon that will allow you to get money off of your hotel stays, anywhere you're going to be going, because you all know I'm a travel agent, and it's going to allow you to get the money off of a car rental. So you'll be booking, you know, right off my website, and I'm just going to give you my phone number. Just text me at 252-406-0774. This here is April the 1st. This is not an April Fool's Day joke, okay? And this is 2016. You need to go ahead and get this done like ASAP, because as you know, when they're coupons, it's like you go to McDonald's or anywhere, Walmart coupons, Macy's coupons, there is a deadline. There's a time limit. And I love you all, and I want to give you love. And I can give you monetary love, okay? I can give you some discounts on your travel. How great is that? So I'm going to close out in a few seconds, but listen up. For Chitari Jahi, Baba Jahi, for Sunday morning at 9. I don't know, but you can always go back to the archives. He should be there. Also, Miss Victoria Fall out of New York, New York. She is a travel guru for New York City, one of our sideline business partners. And make sure that you connect with her on Mondays at 3, okay? Every Monday at 3. And then you can catch Victoria and myself on Thursdays at 3. And back to me, just far as love, every Friday at 3. And look for some guests. So spread the word. Just far as love is going to start having guests. And remember one thing. It's about loss. It's about gentleness, sweetness, kindness, patience, harmony, humbleness, just, you know, just love, respectfulness. You get love when you have respect and harmony, and then you have peace with that. Okay, have an absolutely supercalifragilisticexpialidocious weekend filled with umoja, kujichagale, ujima, ujama, nia, kuumba, imani, hashima, and love. This is Just Stars Love, Cynthia Jahi, signing off.